Okay.
Hi, my name is Alberto.
My name is John.
And our topic is gang violence in Latin America.
We researched a topic which led us to finding two quotes that support our topic, which are:
gang violence has reached epidemic proportions and became one of the most serious public health problems facing the region of the Americas. In 1993, in Latin America and the Caribbean, 465,000 deaths due to violent acts were reported, or approximately 1,250 deaths per day.
Another quote we have was, the extremely negative image of gangs is rooted in an originally Western concept of adolescence and youth. While many casual factors need to be considered, the article argues that structural forces such as inequality and social exclusion largely account for the widespread rise in youth gang activity across Latin America since the 1990s. The topic was that we wanted to cover was how it can affect people, since it can be a big issue. And this is important because of the fact that it's able to affect many people and their families as well, causing many to suffer in a way. Right, Alberto?
Yes. A historical question that we came up with is, where does this happen? This happens in Latin America, like Mexico and El Salvador.
Another question would be that many have is, when did this happen? The time gang violence started to occur is very unsure, since it wasn't a very specific time frame. It just kind of happened. But why did this happen? What do you think this happened about?
I think this happened thanks to many family issues, as well as issues like inequality and social exclusion,
which was stated a lot in articles. So how did or does this affect the victims? This can affect the victims negatively, with deaths of innocent people or being forced to join these gangs.
How does or does this affect their countries or the public? This affects countries and the public in a negative way, with many other countries over-exaggerating this issue of gang violence and warning their citizens, spreading the negative view that gangs will come from everyone and that they are a common thing, spreading negative news of their country, scaring others.
What patterns of dehumanization were apparent? Where else in American history have we seen similar patterns? Some patterns of dehumanization have been seen with how many people do suffer. This violence and removing their rights taken away from their families, threatening to kill their families if they don't join. These could also be seen in America with an example like the Trail of Tears, where Native Americans were forced to leaving their families the same way that these people do in America.
Well, where are the rates of death or imprisonment? In some cases, there are some gangs that make you join by using force, and if you don't join them, then they will kill you for backing them. But there's mostly injuries, since they do so to intimidate the person or are trying to show that they are powerful.
Some questions that might be asked a lot is, did gang violence in Latin America impact your daily life or maybe affect your family? Some calls to be pulled from this were that, was that, do you see that place across the road? I could never go get in there, since it's the 18th Street gang territory. If they see me in there, they might think I'm a spy for sure. I'd get beaten up and I could easily get killed. Somebody called Jamie.
Another question is, how negatively did gang violence affect the community? But not only youth or gang members suffer the health of consequences, families are broken as a result of the homicides, and people who live in communities inside gang territories experience chronic stress and mental health problems that can lead to chronic disease, according to the CDC.
The third question might be, is there a difference between the rich and the poor, and how they are treated by the gangs? It used to be, a quote we had was that it used to be peaceful in the cantones, now there are gangs everywhere, only the rich people are safe.
Another question came up with was, what were some consequences when being part of a gang? Significantly higher risk of being incarcerated and receiving legal income, but it's also less likely to have finished high school and more likely to be in poor health, receiving government assistance, or struggling with drug abuse.
Another question we have was, how rough was it? Did you ever experience the loss of a family member, maybe? And a quote that we got from this was, I saw my son and my mother killed by gangs in the same week. My son was killed because he refused to pay a rent. My mother was killed because the marero came to my house and thought she was me. When I closed my eyes, I could still see my son's entrails spilled over the floor. I want to leave Honduras no matter what. What can be worse than this?
Another question, and the last one was how do people defend themselves from gangs? Your goal is to sue confidence without being confrontational. If you look at them in a way that communicates contempt, disgust, conflict, or that you're better than them, then you have practically put them in a must-act position.
And then to end this off, you just kind of saw how these gang violence is kind of a big part of the dynamic and how it can affect a lot of people, causing them to want to leave the countries they're from and just to find a better life. What do you think, Alberto?
Well, what I found shocking was that there were many quotes from people that experienced gang violence, and this shows how gang violence is a big issue in their countries.
This is all that we have for a podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.